From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
You know what today is?
Honest Abe's birthday.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln. Born
good
today.
Abe.
Remember we used to get the day off?
I do remember that very well.
We used to get 2 days off in February.
That's
we used
right.
to get Lincoln's birthday and Washington's birthday.
Yes.
Which was on the 22nd.
Then they had to combine it.
Yeah, because, you know, it wasn't fair, they said, to the other presidents. You know, that George Washington and Abe Lincoln weren't good enough. That they had to slop them into a president's day.
Our first president of the United States.
Yeah, and one of our best presidents of all time. Yeah,
they weren't worthy.
Oh, well, we get Monday off.
Worthy in my book.
So, yeah, totally worthy.
Back in the good old days when it was worthy.
Hey, I don't know if you heard this or not, but America's Got Talent has 2 new judges and a new host.
this is the Who Cares News after
all. Are you excited about this?
Tyra
Banks will be replaced by Terry Crews as the host. Mel B and Heidi Klum are leaving. And Julianne Hough and Gabriel Union will replace them. And, of course, Cowell will be there. And Howie.
Naturally.
Howie.
I like Howie.
It's the 14th season of AGT coming this summer. Can you believe that?
Whatever keeps Simon Cowell employed.
Like he needs the money.
I know.
He needs the money.
Blech.
All right, it's time for the news. What's happening?
Well, first, the Oscars foregoes having a host for this year's show due to the Kevin Hart fiasco thing.
Yeah. It's a no-host Oscars on ABC.
To make it worse.
Uh-oh.
Now they've announced they're going to be presenting 4 Oscars off-air during commercial breaks.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. They think they're going to shorten
that
the ceremony.
Sucks.
It does. I have to wonder why they don't put those 4 to 6 in the one they have during an evening ceremony.
Well, those are the technical awards.
I know. They deserve airtime, too.
I think this is because the Oscar telecast is like 100 hours long. They've got to do something, right?
Well, while that is true.
Yeah.
I'll tell you which ones I prefer.
Mm.
Okay. So, this is apparently going to be ongoing, and 4 to 6 different categories will be rotated into the off-air presentations every year.
But they can't be the big ones, because people...
Well, hold on.
Okay, what are they? I'm curious.
The Academy's choices this year, the Oscars for cinematography, film editing, makeup and hairstyling, and live-action short are going to be off-air.
The only one I think is valuable there is live action shorts. Like, I can do without that one. The other ones, you know what? I really like seeing the gowns and things.
The cinematography.
Beautiful. At least the little snippets they show us.
The makeup and hairstyling. Mm. Even the film editing. Mm. I like those. I love the cinematography one. The sweeping panoramic things.
I don't watch the Oscars. I mean, like, I watch them on YouTube the next day.
I always tell myself I don't give a crap because it's so but I always end up watching it because, you know, that's my closet thing about wanting to be an actress all my life.
Yes.
Never fear.
Never fear.
The winning speeches will air later in the broadcast.
Well, how's that going to save any time?
I don't know, because they don't do the nominations and
but that's crap,
clips
too.
And...
Yeah, but that's crap. That's the best part. The speech is the crappy part.
I know.
You know what? And I know it's a ceremony, and I know... It really only matters to people in Hollywood that people give these speeches. And I get it. I get it. But why televise a speech?
Let's have the clips.
Let's go. And the winner is, and they come up and everybody claps for them, and then they can cut to a commercial on every Oscar. You know what? It'll be a 2-hour show then.
That's true.
They didn't ask me.
I think they should have showrunners in the audience.
They didn't ask
me. And they do the clips. They announce the winner, and the showrunner goes and gives Oscar to the person. The person stands up and takes a bow. On to the next clip.
Yeah, but what if they're in the bathroom?
That's their
problem. They give the Oscar to the seat filler. Oh, no, I'm not him. Because then the showrunner would have to know what that person looks like.
If they're in
they'd
have
the bathroom. Earpiece, they go like, that's not Emily Blunt. That's Emma Stone.
That would be me. But if they're in the bathroom during their time, they don't deserve the Oscar.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. Well, unless they had like... Chili dogs out on the red carpet.
That's true.
You never know.
They can just give their acceptance speech in front of the mirror in the bathroom.
Chili dog action going on.
don't worry, because you can watch these the whole thing.
Yeah.
Live streamed on Oscar.com and the Film Academy's social accounts. And the move, well, as you can imagine, generally disliked by both nominees and many film fans on social media. Some naturally, you know, been tweeting with the hashtag, #presentall24.
Yeah, there you go.
It's been going on for
years.
Yeah.
Bring back Kevin Hart.
There's plenty of people who could have hosted the Oscars. Jerks. Netflix recently picked up Fuller House for a fifth and final season.
Yep.
And if you're holding out hope that Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen are going to show up at some point,
nah.
You're going to have to find something else to live for. Just saying.
Gonna have to get used to disappointment. So they're not coming, huh?
You need to find a life.
Michelle is not coming to the party.
Candace Cameron Bure.
Yeah.
I believe that's how you say it.
Yeah, Bure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Says there's no Olsen-related surprise in store for fans in the final season. And she quotes, "You heard it from me first. They will never come back. They don't want to be on the show. The answer is no."
They should have sent Stamos and Saget to their New York apartments, knocked on their door until they came and answered the door, sat down with them, had a smoke because they both smoke, and bought millions of dollars worth of their fashion and said, "Now, you guys have to be on the final episode of Fuller House.
We scratch your pocketbook, you scratch ours."
Right, right. Can you imagine how many people? I mean, Netflix should have been offering a ton of money. A bunch of people want to see that happen.
Netflix would have blown up. They missed their opportunity.
Yeah.
Again, they didn't ask you.
They don't ask us, do they?
That's their
biggest mistake.
They should
ask us because...
Hashtag ask us.
I like that. I like that. Write that down. That's very important.
And I'm sure that Halle Berry might agree, too. There, I did it for you.
Yep. There you go. Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate that.
Now, however,
it
would have been brilliant for the Olsons to turn up in the final episode and have the series end on the horrifying discovery that there were two Michelles all along.
I like that.
Hey, what day is the Masked Singer on? I forget.
It's on Wednesday, tomorrow night.
Okay, I need to set my DVR for that.
Yeah, tomorrow we can actually do the plus seven. So tomorrow on tomorrow's show, we can actually reveal who got unmasked last week. Because
I don't know.
Well, then you better go watch it tonight on Hulu.
Right. Oh, I could do that.
Yeah, you sure can. I know who it was.
I don't watch anything else on Hulu. I might as well watch that and get my money's worth.
Yeah, get your money's worth. Yeah. Get your $8. All right. All right, with that, we're out of here. Back tomorrow with less and more, or more or less frivolity. Have yourself a great day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.